escuelas oficiales de idiomas de la Comunidad Autónoma de Canarias, pruebas de certificación de nivel intermedio B1 de inglés, convocatoria ordinaria de 2024 para la población escolar, prueba de comprensión de textos orales. Esta prueba consta de 3 tareas. Escuchará cada grabación 2 veces. Escuche y lea las instrucciones al principio de cada tarea y realícela según se indica. Solo se admitirán respuestas en tinta negra o azul. Las tareas escritas a lápiz no se calificarán. No está permitido el uso del diccionario. El uso de cualquier dispositivo electrónico queda prohibido durante toda la prueba. El móvil tendrá que permanecer apagado y guardado. Atención, no escriba en los recuadros sombreados, son espacios reservados para la calificación de las tareas.
Task 1. Listen to Sonia talking about different apps for studying. Match each app, 1 to 6, to the most appropriate sentence A to I according to the talk. There are 2 extra sentences that you do not need. Write your answers in the table provided. Item 0 is an example. You have 1 minute to read the task.
Hi, I'm in my last year of high school and I get excellent grades, but studying can be stressful in exam periods. This is why throughout the year I use study apps. I usually use these 7 apps that you can easily download from your app store. I would say StudyMe is my favorite one as it allows you to upload class study materials, create digital cards to study and share, and practice quizzes. It's just such a lifesaver. One of the most important things to remember when you're in your final school year is that assignments, projects, and homework are equally as important as exams. My Homework is a digital student planner that lets you follow your class's homework, tests, and projects so you never forget an assignment again. If you are working on a group project, Join Me is the perfect app where you can connect and collaborate with friends, classmates, and learners in groups. My Store is especially important as it saves and stores all of your documents online so that your work is safe if your laptop stops working. You can also work offline and collaborate on a document with your classmates. Have you ever wondered how great it would be if you had an assistant who would type everything you are saying out loud? Well, you do, and her name is Dino Dictation. Just start talking into Dino Dictation and it'll convert everything for you digitally, which you can paste into other apps, send as an email message, or save it for later. It's available for different languages and different accents too. Do you ever feel that days fly when you're in your final term and you just don't know how to get organized? This is where the PlanMe app is useful. Create mind maps to help you organize your thoughts, remember things, and generate new ideas, and it also includes a calendar. Did you miss a class and need pictures of the notes or the whiteboard? SuperEye takes pictures of documents, whiteboards, blackboards, magazines, receipts, and more, and converts them into editable, shareable text. It can read images even from an angle and cleans up shadows too. Studying was never easier or more fun.
Listen again.
Hi, I'm in my last year of high school and I get excellent grades, but studying can be stressful in exam periods. This is why throughout the year I use study apps. I usually use these 7 apps that you can easily download from your app store. I would say StudyMe is my favorite one as it allows you to upload class study materials, create digital cards to study and share, and practice quizzes. It's just such a lifesaver. One of the most important things to remember when you're in your final school year is that assignments, projects, and homework are equally as important as exams. My homework is a digital student planner that lets you follow your class's homework, tests, and projects, so you never forget an assignment again. If you are working on a group project, JoinMe is the perfect app where you can connect and collaborate with friends, classmates, and learners in groups. My store is especially important as it saves and stores all of your documents online so that your work is safe if your laptop stops working. You can also work offline and collaborate on a document with your classmates. Have you ever wondered how great it would be if you had an assistant who would type everything you are saying out loud? Well, you do, and her name is Dino Dictation. Just start talking into Dino Dictation and it'll convert everything for you digitally, which you can paste into other apps, send as an email message, or save it for later. It's available for different languages and different accents too. Do you ever feel that days fly when you're in your final term and you just don't know how to get organized? This is where the PlanMe app is useful. Create mind maps to help you organize your thoughts, remember things, and generate new ideas, and it also includes a calendar. Did you miss a class and need pictures of the notes or the whiteboard? SuperEye takes pictures of documents, whiteboards, blackboards, magazines, receipts, and more, and converts them into editable, shareable text. It can read images even from an angle and cleans up shadows too. Studying was never easier or more fun.
This is the end of task 1. Now turn to task 2. Task 2. Listen to Henry talking about his town Fawi. Complete the statements 1 to 9 with no more than 3 words. Write your answers in the table provided. Statement 0 is an example. Now you have 1 minute and 30 seconds to read the task.
My memories of Fawi. I grew up in a beautiful town called Fawi. It's on Cornwall's south coast in the southeast of the UK. Foy is a friendly and relaxed town, and it has a strong community spirit, which is nice. However, as a teenager, I often felt that it wasn't the most exciting place to be. Although Foy is just a 10-minute walk from Redmoney Beach and a short 30-minute drive from the well-known surfing beaches in Newquay, it didn't offer many nice things for me to enjoy during my childhood. But for visitors, Foy has become a popular destination with plenty of activities and attractions to enjoy. One of the most popular is walking on the cliffs near the sea. From the top of those massive rocks, the view of the coast is spectacular. Sailing is a paradise for sailing lovers. Sailing along the River Foy is a favourite pastime, as the winds are usually perfect for this sport and the river is quite safe. Around the age of 12, I joined the only sailing club in Foy. Unfortunately, none of my brothers or friends shared the same interest, so I found myself sailing on my own on a small boat while the instructor and a group of adults sailed separately. It quickly became dull, and after a couple of weeks, I left. My family was like any other, I suppose. My dad owned a small pub near the mouth of the river, and my mum worked tirelessly taking care of cleaning and cooking, but she wasn't allowed to serve the customers. That was my dad's job. Most of the clients were men at the time, you know. My parents were always busy, and as a result, my three brothers and I spent long hours taking care of ourselves. We played games like hide and seek or football with the other kids from our street, but we were never allowed to bring our friends to the house, even when it was cold, so we always played outside. Once my parents were very late and I decided to make dinner. I made roasted potatoes. My youngest brother Mike loved them, but I left the dish in the oven for too long and they burnt. Ms. Johnson's, our always helpful neighbour, smelt the smoke and came over. I think she felt sorry for us and she cleaned the terrible mess I'd made so my parents didn't notice. I have fond memories of Foy and I think it's now one of the best towns to bring up children as there are plenty of parks and green areas for them to play.
Listen again.
My memories of Foy. I grew up in a beautiful town called Foy. It's on Cornwall's south coast in the southeast of the UK. Foy is a friendly and relaxed town, and it has a strong community spirit, which is nice. However, as a teenager, I often felt that it wasn't the most exciting place to be. Although Foy is just a 10-minute walk from Redmoney Beach and a short 30-minute drive from the well-known surfing beaches in Newquay, it didn't offer many nice things for me to enjoy during my childhood. But for visitors, Foy has become a popular destination with plenty of activities and attractions to enjoy. One of the most popular is walking on the cliffs near the sea. From the top of those massive rocks, the view of the coast is spectacular. Sailing is a paradise for sailing lovers. Sailing along the River Foy is a favourite pastime, as the winds are usually perfect for this sport and the river is quite safe. Around the age of 12, I joined the only sailing club in Foy. Unfortunately, none of my brothers or friends shared the same interest, so I found myself sailing on my own on a small boat while the instructor and a group of adults sailed separately. It quickly became dull, and after a couple of weeks, I left. My family was like any other, I suppose. My dad owned a small pub near the mouth of the river, and my mum worked tirelessly taking care of cleaning and cooking, but she wasn't allowed to serve the customers. That was my dad's job. Most of the clients were men at the time, you know. My parents were always busy, and as a result, my three brothers and I spent long hours taking care of ourselves. We played games like hide and seek or football with the other kids from our street, but we were never allowed to bring our friends to the house, even when it was cold, so we always played outside. Once my parents were very late and I decided to make dinner. I made roasted potatoes. My youngest brother Mike loved them, but I left the dish in the oven for too long and they burnt. Ms. Johnson's, our always helpful neighbour, smelt the smoke and came over. I think she felt sorry for us and she cleaned the terrible mess I'd made so my parents didn't notice. I have fond memories of Foy and I think it's now one of the best towns to bring up children as there are plenty of parks and green areas for them to play.
This is the end of task two. Now turn to task three. Task three. Listen to a phone conversation. Rebecca is asking Mike about the room he is renting. Decide if the sentences 1 to 10 are true or false according to the interview. Write your answers, T, true, or F, false, in the table provided. Sentence 0 is an example. Now you have 1 minute and 30 seconds to read the task.
Hello, I'd like to speak to Mike.
Yes, it's me. How can I help you?
Hi, Mike. I saw your ad online on the Students University website about looking for a roommate. Well, I'm interested in renting a room. Is it still available?
Oh, yes, it is.
Great. Could you give me a little more information?
Sure. What would you like to know?
Well, first, I'd like to know about the basic things, like, for example, how big the apartment is.
OK. The flat has 3 bedrooms and 2 bathrooms. It has a kitchen, a living room, and a room where we keep things we don't use. The kitchen is small, but has enough space for a table and chairs. It also has everything you need. I mean, it has a cooker, a microwave, a fridge, a washing machine, and there's also a dishwasher. I mean, what else could you ask for?
Yes, definitely. A dishwasher, wow. I've never used one. That's cool. It really is perfect for me. It has everything. What about the neighbourhood? What is it like? Is it close to the city centre?
Well, it's not so close to the city centre, but the neighbourhood is safe and fairly close to the university. Do you drive?
Well, the thing is, I have a driving licence, but I don't have a car. I was hoping to use public transport to get to university. Are there any bus stops nearby?
There's a bus stop right outside the main entrance of the building, so you can get to the university and around the city centre very easily. This shouldn't be a problem.
And how about supermarkets? Are there any nearby? I usually get my groceries once a week.
The supermarket is about a 10-minute drive from the apartment, but if you don't have a car, the best thing would be to get fresh products at the local store downstairs. It's slightly more expensive than a supermarket, but the products are fresh.
Oh, that's good. Are you sharing the flat with any other flatmates?
Yes, we are 2 at the moment, me and John. John has the smallest room and he is a student too. He studies geography. What are you studying?
I'm actually studying arts and French. I hear that the Humanities University is actually near the arts one. Maybe John and I could take the bus together in the mornings.
Yes, that would be great. He could show you around too. He's been studying at that university for 2 years now, so he really knows the area.
Fantastic. Could I ask how much rent you're looking for? I need to know if the price is within my budget.
Of course. The room we have available for you is €300. John and I pay €250 because our rooms are smaller. The rent includes water, rubbish tax and Wi-Fi.
Do you have Netflix in the apartment?
No, we don't. But I wouldn't mind sharing the membership between the 3 of us.
Oh, that would be great. I'm a big fan of series and films.
Oh, so are we. Fridays we usually go to the cinema to watch a film together. We usually take a cab and split it between ourselves. Would you be up for that?
Yes, totally. I was hoping to move in as soon as possible. When would it be a good time to come and take a look?
How about tomorrow afternoon, around 3 p.m? That would be the best time to see it. I'll have finished my classes and John would be home too.
That sounds great. I'll be there at 3 p.m. then. See you then.
All right then, see you tomorrow.
Listen again.
Hello, I'd like to speak to Mike.
Yes, it's me. How can I help you?
Hi, Mike. I saw your ad online on the Students University website about looking for a roommate. Well, I'm interested in renting a room. Is it still available?
Oh, yes, it is.
Great. Could you give me a little more information?
Sure. What would you like to know?
Well, first, I'd like to know about the basic things, like, for example, how big the apartment is.
OK. The flat has 3 bedrooms and 2 bathrooms. It has a kitchen, a living room, and a room where we keep things we don't use. The kitchen is small, but has enough space for a table and chairs. It also has everything you need. I mean, it has a cooker, a microwave, a fridge, a washing machine, and there's also a dishwasher. I mean, what else could you ask for?
Yes, definitely. A dishwasher, wow. I've never used one. That's cool. It really is perfect for me. It has everything. What about the neighbourhood? What is it like? Is it close to the city centre?
Well, it's not so close to the city centre, but the neighbourhood is safe and fairly close to the university. Do you drive?
Well, the thing is, I have a driving licence, but I don't have a car. I was hoping to use public transport to get to university. Are there any bus stops nearby?
Yeah, there's a bus stop right outside the main entrance of the building, so you can get to the university and around the city centre very easily. This shouldn't be a problem.
And how about supermarkets? Are there any nearby? I usually get my groceries once a week.
The supermarket is about a 10-minute drive from the apartment, but if you don't have a car, the best thing would be to get fresh products at the local store downstairs. It's slightly more expensive than a supermarket, but the products are fresh.
Oh, that's good. Are you sharing the flat with any other flatmates?
Yes, we are two at the moment, me and John. John has the smallest room and he is a student too. He studies geography. What are you studying?
I'm actually studying arts and French. I hear that the Humanities University is actually near the arts one. Maybe John and I could take the bus together in the mornings.
Yes, that would be great. He could show you around too. He's been studying at that university for 2 years now, so he really knows the area.
Fantastic. Could I ask how much rent you're looking for? I need to know if the price is within my budget.
Of course. The room we have available for you is €300. John and I pay 250 because our rooms are smaller. The rent includes water, rubbish tax and Wi-Fi.
Do you have Netflix in the apartment?
No, we don't. But I wouldn't mind sharing the membership between the three of us.
Oh, that would be great. I'm a big fan of series and films.
Oh, so are we. Fridays we usually go to the cinema to watch a film together. We usually take a cab and split it between ourselves. Would you be up for that?
Yes, totally. I was hoping to move in as soon as possible. When would it be a good time to come and take a look?
How about tomorrow afternoon, around 3 p.m? That would be the best time to see it. I'll have finished my classes and John would be home too.
That sounds great. I'll be there at 3 p.m. then. See you then.
All right then. See you tomorrow.
This is the end of task 3 and the end of the listening test.